'Twas a pleasant warm day in the month of September 81 on the 30th day when a plucky little maid named Denise McQuaid went to ride on the MTA. It was opening day for the rear lift buses on the route M104. Denise looked up Broadway, saw that GMC coming, and wheeled right to its front door.
And will she ever get on?
No, she'll never get on. No, she'll never get on board. She may wait forever on the streets of Gotham, for the bus plan is a fraud.
The bus driver said, "I'm sorry, lady, they didn't give me a lift key." Denise flew into action, threw herself on the steps, said, "You won't leave here without me." When the MTA brass learned of this impasse, they offered her a boost to get inside. But she stuck to her guns, said, "You promised us the lift, so get the key, and then we shall ride." Well, they hemmed and they hawed, they pondered and they jawed, and 7 hours later brought the key. When Denise and her chair got a lift into the air, she flashed a sign of victory.
And will she get her ride?
Yes, she'll get her ride. She's triumphantly inside. With her will, with her way, she has won the day, overcoming the bureaucrat's pride.
Now her victory smile and her victory sign weren't seen by just you and me. It made page one of the New York Post, and Arnold Diaz put it all on TV. Now many years have come and gone since that day Denise got on, and 1,000 wheelchair riders board each day. And soon all buses will have lifts on both day and nighttime shifts, 'cause they put Denise in charge down at the MTA.
And will we all get on?
Yes, we'll all get on. We'll make the system work for us.
Make the system work for us.
Everybody and disabled, we will ride together on the subway and on the bus.